And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 17th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Jack Gilbert, born in Pittsburgh, flunked high school, found a job as a pest exterminator, steel worker, published his first book, Views of Jeopardy, and won the Yale Younger Poets Prize in 1962. Became a sort of celebrity at the time, pictures of him in Glamour, Vogue, Esquire magazines. And he left the country. He lived in Greece, in Denmark, in England. His partner, the poet Linda Gregg, said all Jack ever wanted to know was that he was awake, that the trees in bloom were almond trees, and to walk down the road to get breakfast. He never cared if he was poor or had to sleep on a park bench. He annoyed some of his contemporaries when he once said, if 99% of the poets writing today stopped publishing, it would not be a loss. Jack Gilbert, who said, it's not a business with me. I'm not a professional of poetry. I'm a farmer of poetry. The International Red Cross, founded on this day in Geneva, Switzerland, 1863, the original purpose, to care for wounded soldiers during times of war. It was on this day, 1913, the Armory Show opened in New York City. It was the first big exhibition of modern art in this country. Paintings by Picasso, Henri Matisse, Claude Monet, Marcel Duchamp, Paul Cézanne, Kandinsky, and Vincent van Gogh, many other artists. At the Regiment Armory in New York City, between 25th and 26th Streets along Lexington Avenue. Admission $1 for adults, 25 cents for children, and you could get works by Picasso or Duchamp for less than $400. And it's the birthday of the crime novelist Ruth Rendell, London, 1930, author of a very popular series of detective stories starring Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford, overweight, sloppy, slow afoot, tempted at times to stray. The latest is No Man's Nightingale. Ruth Rendell, who gets up every morning, writes for about 4 hours and then eats the exact same lunch, bread, cheese, salad, and fruit, produces an average of 2 books per year and has for almost 50 years. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert entitled Getting Old. The soft wind comes sweet in the night on the mountain, invisible except for the sound it makes in the big poplars outside, and the feel on his naked single body, which breathes quietly a little before dawn, eyes open and in love with the table and chair in the transparent dark and stars in the other window. Soon it will be time for the first tea and cool pear, and then the miles down and miles up the mountain. Old and alone, he thinks, smiling, full of what abundance has done to his spirit, feeling around inside to see if his heart is still, thank God, ambitious. The way old men look in their eyes each morning, knowing she isn't there and how much Michiko isn't anywhere. The eyes close as he remembers seeing the big owl on the roof last night for the first time after hearing it for months, thinking how much he has grown unsuited for love, the size it is for him. But maybe not, he says, and the eyes open as he grins at the heart's stubborn pretending. Poem by Jack Gilbert, Getting Old, from his collected poems published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.